Easter's not only a time for eating chocolate and lamb, it's a big weekend for the seafood industry. But in New South Wales, the lead-up to Easter has been marked by controversy. Close to 1,100 abalone were seized a few weeks ago by state authorities who say it was in breach of regulation. But the fishermen say they were within their rights under native title. Claire Wheaton reports.
John Carriage is an Indigenous man from Batemans Bay on the far south coast of New South Wales. He's been diving for abalone for more than 30 years.
I used to take my son as a young boy, 7, 8 years of age.
John Carriage's son is now 17. Less than 2 weeks ago, he was one of four people caught taking close to 1,100 abalone near the town of Tathra. His dad says under federal native title legislation, the Aboriginal community is entitled to fish for abalone as they have done for hundreds of thousands of years. And he believes Aboriginal abalone divers are being wrongly targeted by fisheries officers who are operating under state fishing laws.
We've got him. Crawl around the scrub and hide and run and when it should be our legal right to be able to do it.
Wally Stewart from the New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Rights Group says the region's Indigenous community has lost two generations of cultural knowledge because of laws which he says are discriminatory.
There's this massive history of Yuin people fishing all their life. Next minute this greedy industry just comes along and says, oh no, they're not your resources, they're ours.
Wally Stewart says Aboriginal abalone divers are fighting back. They're challenging the Department of Primary Industries by asserting their native title rights when approached by fisheries officers.
It's been a war that's been going on down here for 30-something years.
According to Wally Stewart, the men involved in the recent seizure were collecting the abalone for cultural gatherings over Easter. But John Smythe from the Abalone Association of New South Wales argues cultural fishing rights are being abused and that's threatening the species' sustainability.
The results we see on the bottom and the denuding of some of these sites, what we call serial depletion. You know, fish these sites out and then they'll go to another.
The DPI has accused the four men of being part of an alleged abalone trafficking syndicate, something John Carriage has denied. Here's John Smythe again.
This product ends up being, you know, illegally shucked, then hidden in a boot or in the bush for a while, and it ends up going into the illegal market up in Sydney.
The men are yet to be charged, and this is a long-term trend, according to the abalone industry. A UN man charged over the seizure of 3,300 abalone, the state's largest bust in 20 years, is still yet to be prosecuted more than 2 years down the track.
What happens is it can take a couple of years and then, you know, they go to court and they keep getting the cases delayed.
Wally Stewart is calling for a truce between Aboriginal divers, the industry and the DPI, saying they need to work out a solution. He says the continued targeting of Aboriginal abalone divers is wrecking communities.
Claire Wheaton with that report.